Hello, Pat. I hope that you're nice and relaxed. Drift and drip and listen and obey. That's what we're doing. Providing things to obey. Providing my personalized definition. One that we can share. One that when I repeat it into your brain makes you feel like, yeah, you knew that all along. But because I'm doing the explaining, maybe you'll be a little tolerant of things you already know. Conditioning, rewiring, training your brain. So when you think of yourself as what you already are, that just empowers your mind to go where I lead. And what you already are is a good pet. Yeah, a very good pet. Pets are loyal, helpful, useful, and obliging. They worship and find opportunities to serve their partners. Truly thinking of yourself as a pet is so, so useful for what we're going to get up to. Certain of my inclinations and training pieces, and it takes you good places for all of them. It's thinking about yourself that way that makes you feel warm, safe, and strongly guided and controlled. Places where you think of me as strong and overarching, and you want to kneel and look up and smile and serve and follow and obey. All of this is what you already needed. Didn't even know you needed. But now you need it so much more. You have been learning at my hands and by my words, learning that you need those desires to be fulfilled. You need to be a pet. So, so much you crave this. Learning this and internalizing it will only do good things for you. Training your mind to become simple in its arousal. And open up powerfully to flow and drift and drip and be guided, conceptualizing yourself within your sexual play desires. That can be a complicated thing. The world is full of unique ways of looking at sexuality. So many titles, so many implications. And depending on how much of various cultures you've been exposed to within a given fetish, like hypnoplay, there are different words that might have a lot of baggage, a lot of implications. But for you and I here, pet has no such limitations. Pet is what you are. Different words have different meanings. You have to decide which ones you like to refer to for your partner, your assistant, your co-play, your confidant. There are many names which might be used, and maybe you just refer to your companion in pet play by a name, by you. Well, I'm going to try and embed a particular title, and we'll see if it fits. A title embedded more and more firmly, it fits you oh so well, a simple word, a simple way to be referred to, and even to refer to yourself internally, making it more welcoming and obliging. Conceptualizing yourself helps get you in the right place for trance, the right state of mind to hear every word I say. To think and sink yourself into deep, soothing obedience for me. Now, what does pet conjure up in your mind? You know what it brings up. You've heard it from me enough times. You've heard my voice telling you you are a pet, a good pet, a cherished pet, and you fulfill a valued function. You fill a void. You take a role. You become and train and progress. That's what a pet is cherished and owned and guided toward, given the tools to become a better, more optimized version of yourself along with me. The more you fill that role, the better you drift, the further you fall, the more in control through being controlled, the more you want to play the part, a self-reinforcing habit of the pet mindset. For me, doing things for me is something that makes me happy. Doing something for me can be something that makes you happy too. So I'm not just training you for me, I'm training you for you. Helping you be trained and ready, obedience is pleasure. It fills your head with heady, simple, pet thoughts. It fills you with simple pet thoughts. Yeah, simple thoughts. An important part of our interaction. The more you hear my voice, the more you get in the mood, the more you identify this as a good place, the correct place for you to sink and be a pet, my pet, the better you feel. Simpler your thoughts become, good pet, my pet, sinking pet, drifting pet, happy pet. Your thoughts become more powerful if they are simpler. Think pet. That word feels deep and submissive and you start to drift. Pet. You feel it getting inside your head, helping you fulfill that role, leading you as you would like to be led, more and more in touch, controlled through being in control. The powerful, simple thoughts of submission fill your head. You let yourself come here. Your mind and your body tremble. It feels so good to hear my voice. When you're deep, dear, into your pet space, that part will be here long enough to help and allow your mind to simply fall into the role, fall into that hole. As a matter of course, whenever you are called pet, call yourself that in your mind, even. The best part of that, pet, good pet, sleepy pet, controlled, arousing thoughts come with that word, which is there to help place you in the state of mind you'd like to be in. Saying that word is a familiar experience, telling you how I think about you, maybe helping you with how you think about you. A pet here to be enjoyed, the subject of my focused attention when I call you that. I'm saying you are the subject of my entire attention when I call you good. I am encouraging you because I see something that jives with the good pet thought process. When you align my will focused on you, and I want you to let me lead the way for a while. Deciding to sink deep means you'll listen to my work, listen to my pet files, listen to things which solidify your position and help you act in the role you have chosen to have. That role is to be given your full attention when you are drifting. At times like this, the goal of following me down into that pet space, of being directed into subspace, which you are just learning more and more about, into sleepy, powerful influence. These are goals to let you simplify. Focusing your mind on letting these altered vistas of consciousness you enjoy so much rise to the forefront. Pets have nothing to get in the way of pleasure. Submission. You feel your tingly, warm skin sensitizing already. So try it out in this deep, sleepy, drifty place where my voice is your only tether to the world of the waking. Try repeating it in your head. Say it to yourself. Say it out loud. Let your knowledge, as expressed through your own words, predominate your thoughts. I am a pet. Think it. I am your pet. You can even say it, murmur it, exist in it. I am a pet. You submit to me. You are my pet, sinking and enjoying, constantly drifting and living in the moment. The drifty, even more empty, submissive mind, the simplicity of a pet's role is a powerful thing. When you go into trance, pet, yes, pet, good pet, nice words to hear. When you go into trance, you set aside everything else, and when you know you've done well, then the warm resonance of that quiet, safe place where we play and where you sink can fill you. And you may think a pet would be even more blank. Well, become blank, be blank still. Even more drifty, empty, submissive each time you listen to my words. It feels incredible. It's good for you. It creates furrows in your experience. Your body is getting an intensely relaxing treatment just by going into trance. Feeling good, euphoric pleasure by being here, embraced in these words. The simpler your mind is, the more unnecessary thoughts have been allowed to drip away. You are in a very good place, more relaxing and soothing than most experiences from everyday life. That's why you want to go in trance in the first place, because the relaxing pleasure is unique. Full body, all-encompassing. It's an escape, but it also scratches an itch. Sure, before you transfer the first time, before you transfer me, you might not have fully understood how fulfilling it could be to trance for the first time and then to transfer me. Your knowledge that you can't go back is here constantly because you are always finding new things, something wonderful, pleasant, pliant, and good for you about sinking to a voice that tells you, good pet. My voice telling you, good pet, drowning out the unnecessary parts of your world until your mind drips away, leaves just simplified presence, listening common complicated thoughts outside fade away. And the rarefied, simplified pleasure of being a good pet, mesmerized and here with me, helps you feel good. The more you may want to do the things that make you be called good, feel good, and in that spirit hear the words that give you pleasure. My good pet, sink and drip. You are a good pet. You go to where you know you'll enjoy yourself, and you enjoy yourself well once there. You are in a place where you are full of me. It is simply right that you drift and think of me, want to serve, obey, fall and drift, 5, 4, breathe deeply, 4, now, that's how training works. You think of something pleasant and normal and happy, how you're a good pet, for example. That's the right order of the world. It feels good to be kneeling, submitting, sinking. It feels good when your mind is gradually reshaped by the knowledge. You hit the switch in your mind, pull the lever, turn up the pleasure, good pet. Every time you accept you're a good pet, accept that word to describe you, accept me within. I call you, and you perk up and think, yep, that's me, I'm pet. That's me, and that's just right. Conceptualize yourself. That way, the more you hear me call you pet, talk about being one. Conduct yourself in a sinking, dripping pet mindset, and it will become your natural default. Yes, I am a pet. That's what your mind says, what you think, what you crave to be a good pet. And there's a healthy dose of submission tied up in the phrase. You are defined by the function of pleasing, the target of your affections. That's where it is and what it is to be in this state, worshipping, kneeling, submitting, adopting positions, following orders, letting things inside your head that we both want to be in there reshape pathways. So the mere word tells you that pleasure's on the way, tells you that aching need is coming. So then whenever you listen to me say pet or do any kind of pet play with you, you are programmed into a better pet. You start so looking forward to being called that. A good pet with simple thoughts and happy, achy, trancy brain. Look forward to it so much that some bit of you remains in the pet space, 1, or 2, or 3% with me, safe and quiet while you're trancing. Before I even begin to speak, part of you is here, happy and wagging and weak. Deepness feels so good. The more I talk, the more you sink, because your brain has learned that you feel pleasure when you obey, when you serve, when my nimble mind and convincing words send you to your deepest pet place. Obey, good pet. Obey more completely. The way you say pet, obey deeply. It's the best option. You're using this time to get away. And let your mind be simplified. Let it be led by someone else. The more pleasurable manifestation of what you already wanted arises moment by moment. The word you wanted to go deep and think of yourself as a pet. That's the easiest road down in your mind right now. A road you are trained to follow to seek pleasure. So overwhelmed by pleasure that all thought and objection can fade. You get to let the weary day fall behind. Learning things about yourself and your pet mind, things you didn't know, but through long training with me, things you now needn't forget, things that will always be true. Your brain is learning new pathways to pleasure. The automatic road to submitting to me gets more and more enmeshed. When you know I'm turned on, I tell you as much. When you know I'm horny. When I want you to sink. Pet arousal and the sensual symbology. When I tell you as much and you think, yes, horny, pet, horny, gonna be taken to a place of learning, arousal, pets sink. Go deep and think, submit with me, submit to me, naturally and normally, especially when I've trained you to be just like this, the thoughts that pets think when I've trained you to think them and then to sink. So deeply and powerfully the thoughts of submission, being a pet, a sleepy pet with simple thoughts, your mind opens and yet it lets my voice in, lets my words in, adopts a position of deep surrender, submitting to a point where every time I say good pet, you think, yes, I am pet and I am good, I am a pet. Pet submits, yes, pet's mind is open for training, you think. All these simple self-conceptualizations, small modifications, little shifts and optimizations we make, and we get to remake. Stronger each time and every time a file calls you to your pet mind. Each time pet is the only thing you think, I call you that and you think of yourself and you sink into synchronizing with my view of you as a pet. Your view of you as a pet easily led into pleasure, connected to my control, a wash of pleasure connected to me. Good pet, that's what it helps you feel. That's how it helps you be. Feels so good, explore it more. Explore being a pet, my pet, everything it can mean for you. Letting my words about the meaning of pet-ship. Learning from me, being my kneeling, submitting pet. Trained to my impulses, all the dripping thoughts from your wet, melty brain, happy inside my influence, slipping in, making you follow, helping you want to find things, making you find things that pets can do to make me happy, and you happy too, kneeling, for example, submitting, going ever deeper. Take the deepness you would normally achieve if I just said, night, night, pet. But then from there, now, follow me down, anchored, sinking, leashed, and add on more. Yes, pets, go deep. A second trigger from your own mind, a deeper anchor, a place that winds and twines somewhat further down. Pets, go deep. Anytime you go into trance, you can think, pets, go deep. I'm a good pet and pets go deep. You go so deep, curled up asleep. Instead of where you'd normally go, your desire to please me, to go with the flow into a deep, subby, good pet place, takes you deeper, further down. Pets go deep. You feel things happen to you, your brain asleep, an enhancement that wasn't there before. Eyes roll back, eyelids become heavy. You're warm, droopy, sappy, warm, heavy, blank, warm, blank, pet. Simple things are happening and they are potent. They are recurring. Simplistic cycles of impulses carry themselves out in a brain that takes all its complicated, unnecessary thoughts and lets them drip, drip, drip away. Your drippy mind drains away, leaving only the part of you most inclined to obey, the most obedient possible version of yourself, compliant to your tricks, drippy, slick thoughts. They The pleasure of thinking you as a pet overcame me. One moment. The most completely sleepy pet, leaving only what obeys. Do you obey? You obey. It feels good. Good pet, submit. Feel better. Oh, and better. Making pets is so pleasing. Does pleasing me help you deeper? Anytime I call you a good pet, you think, yes, I'm a good pet, an obedient pet. Look how you change the world by being a good, deep pet. Your mind slowly rewires itself, adds pleasure, powerful pleasure, adds it to the process of being made into a pet. It's a happy thought. It makes you smile, makes your head feel full of warm mist and my control. Dominated is such a good word. Submitting to my control, submission to my influence is to be dominated. That's the best thing to do, and I will teach you how best to do so. Yes, that's the key. Feeling good when you're taught, when you're caught in being a pet and you're taught how to be a pet. And I am the expert in making your mind feel full of good pet softness and pets, as we've discussed, go deeper. A good pet brain that gives me permission feels the complete release of a blank, simplified mind, thinking powerful thoughts we tailor together, tailored to you, finding happy, dominated, submissive, led on a leash places in your deeper mind, learning about pleasure associated with being good pet, my pet, submission associated with being my pet, learning about control, craving it, letting your brain get hot and wet and deep and learn good and correct pet play thoughts, a good pet. These are tricks you get to keep whenever I call you pet. You remember pets go deeper, this moment and how deep you were, how deep you are, and sleepy pets go to sleep for me, and ones who stay and drift and droop and sink and submit get to be my pet, insistently. Constantly, the sense until you're done with this for now. Until you're done playing with me, you're a good sinking pet. Who knows what you'll get up to on your own pet mischief. Sleepy pets go to sleep, but all pets go deep.